Holly, would you care to compare and contrast the pros and cons of the ending to those last two games?
I love the ending of the last two games. It's a heck of a lot of fun. And the boys are enjoying it. There's some life in there. They've been competing hard. It hasn't gone our way, but the last two nights, that was a lot of fun.
What's the feeling like when the team finds Tommy again in a similar spot?
It's an unbelievable at bat. I mean, Tommy from the right side gets to the heater. He does a nice job against that pitch. Hader's an extremely tough pitcher. We've seen him quite a bit when he was with Milwaukee as well. And to get him last night and then what he did just now going oppo to end it was pretty impressive. Yeah.
Well, like you said, you never worry about Tommy being prepared, taking a good at bat. I mean, just talk about the prep that leads into that at bat.
Yeah, he's one of our most studious players as far as just getting here, understanding what he needs to do to get ready for that game, not only getting his body ready, but mentally preparing and doing his advanced work as far as scouting goes and knowing what to expect from every reliever that's coming out of that pen. But, yeah, this guy is extremely prepared and a great competitor. Yeah, Hader's strength is being at the top. Tommy gets to that pitch. It's still a very difficult at-bat against Hader, especially when he's mixing like he did to him there in that at-bat, but left one out over, and Tommy didn't miss it. Yeah.
That doesn't happen without Mason.
No doubt.
Getting on base and the hustle issue. Can you just talk about that at-bat by him?
Yeah, it's a big at-bat to extend that inning. We're going to continue to see. I mean, the combination of what Wynn and Walker did today, we're going to see a lot more of that. That at bat by Walker as well, that ball went a mile. But what was equally as impressive is his ability to start to lay off of that slider down and away. He did that several times today, which bought him extra pitches to do what he did. So that's going to be a work in progress, but he's headed in the right direction there and got a pitch and hit it a long ways. But Mason's at bat there off of Hader was very impressive, but watching those two continuing to take steps in the right direction is a heck of a lot of fun. Yeah.
What's their dynamic in the dugout? How close they are?
Yeah. You can just tell they have each other's back, and there's constant kind of encouragement, and they go back and forth a little bit, and it's fun to watch them. But obviously, they have a good relationship, and you can tell in the dugout and on the field.
Is
yeah.
It one-sided with the back and forth? Is it mostly Mason?
There's a little bit of back and forth, yeah.
Williams had good days throughout the years. This may be one of the first days you've seen him kind of take over a game with what he can do with the play, and sort of assert himself like that.
Yeah, and it goes back to his plate discipline. If you watch his at-bats today, like he did a really nice job of laying off some tough pitches. And the more he does that and buys himself an extra pitch and gets that mistake, we'll see a lot more of what we saw today. So it starts with his ability to stay in the zone, because if it's in the zone, he hits it hard. So today was a very good example of that. Yeah.
Not necessarily Miles' best stuff today, but was able to push through. Can you talk about his performance?
That's well put. Didn't have his best stuff. Competed with his B game and was still able to get through it. Was in and out of the zone for a little bit there, but if you ask him, he just didn't feel great today, but still gave us a chance to win. So credit to him. Yeah.
Did you have to go check in with him after the second just to make sure he was solid? Like, it seemed like you got up at the same time he came off. I wasn't sure if you had him. He had a couple long innings at that point.
No.
Aside from the home run, you had the first home bases today. I mean, is this kind of an example of the various ways you can affect the game?
Yeah, he can beat you a lot of different ways. Obviously, we know he plays an elite defense. It doesn't matter where you put him. He's in the top of the league at his defensive skills. On the bases, he's a real threat. And even when the whole stadium knows he's stealing, he can still take a bag. And then offensively, he's making improvements from the left side, and he does damage from the right side. So pretty complete player, if you ask me. Yeah.
Talk about how good it felt yesterday after the win.
Yeah, we need it, and more than anything, it's good to get that crowd into it and give them a reason to cheer. We haven't done enough of that this year, and that's just the reality. So to hear that and the excitement with the guys and just coming through there, it's meaningful. We need to do more of it.